Okay, here we go. Short vort for Parshas Yisrael. Shavivim Tavshin Pebez. Learn Shabin's Chosufor Shlema for Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora. Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora. Nishmas Mordechai Ari Yosef Ben Chaim Moshe. Rav Chesed Kuzmir, the founder of Mujitz. Yeah, it was Yartzeh, it was yesterday. Says an incredible vort. Yudches, hey. Vayavo Yisrael. He came, Yisrael comes, El Midbar. Rashi says he came to the Midbar. The Torah tells us that he came to Midbar. Why? He had all the honor in the world. He was the king. He was a prince. Yet he comes to the desert to hear Torah. And says in Chosuf of Kuzmir, Shkoyach. But every ger has to come. Every ger has to come to go learn. He has to learn the halachas. What's the deeper idea of El Hamidbar that he came to the Midbar? Says Rav Chesed of Kuzmir, he understood. The Chazal tell us when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, a person has to make themselves hefker, like the Gemara says in Brachas. A person has to mamish be, had to put themselves into a midbar of Torah. Here gulasos asvot kehefker kemidbar. Lachain. Therefore, he came to Moshe, the tzaddik, the rebbe, the tzaddik of the generation. Shumaram is a parsha miyani me'olam hazak kemidbar. His chlavod mechodesh kvi darkel shemayisha. It wasn't just that he came to the physical midbar, but he came to the spiritual midbar. He was able to put the world behind him and to understand what's important and what's not, what's secondary and what's temporary, what's important, what's crucial, what's critical, what's essential. El Midbar means that he put everything else aside. He put his neshama before his guf. That's what Shavim is all about. Shavim is social. We are ready to make the proper decisions. We want to live Shabbos to realize, not just on Shabbos, but Shabbos throughout the entire week. That's what it means that Yisro came to the Midbar. He made himself like the Midbar. Not just by Bechina Lavanova, but Hefker, but completely engrossed and completely devoted to the Rabbonu Shalom. Wishing everyone good Shabbos.